Welcome back to TRP.
A very warm welcome back to the Rosslare podcast. Michael Freeman was at the Rosslare Summerfest, so let's hear what he thought.
The sun shone. The crowd streamed into the grounds of Rosslare Community and Sports Centre in County Wexford in southeast Ireland. Very excited children clambered onto the merry-go-round at the fun fair there. Crowds queued up for sizzling burgers from the saucy butcher. A few stood drinking pints at Sinnott's pop-up bar. Some tasted wine at the Kelly's Deli food tasting stand. The background was heavy metal, pumped out by Ronnie Bent, the DJ, from a big platform, a huge roach juggernaut. There were dogs of all sizes in the best dog competition. The atmosphere was that of a big, happy carnival. Gone were thoughts of worldly matters and all that people had endured for the past two or more years. This was Sunday, 24 July 2022. This was the first Summerfest in a newly branded, newly excited Rosslare. For Maria Gore, the manager, and Val Boggan, the chairperson of the first Summerfest of the Rosslare Community Development Association, this was huge. It might not have been Glastonbury or Electric Picnic, but between those locals and visitors who came and went and came back again with more during the day, from 11 in the morning to 6 in the evening, there were 750, possibly 800 people. They were apprehensive at first about the weather, but their fears turned to joy as the sun shone and young families crawled all over the grounds of the Rosslare Community and Sports Centre to do hip-hop dancing on a big board, sit around an open-air table being guided in painting, or loll around on bales of straw placed strategically around the big Rosslare Strand football grounds. On the way into the Summerfest, through the colourful, effervescent, life-giving Access for All garden, adults bought plants and flowers, guided by Leola O'Reilly and Anne Mahon and Barbara Shepherd. They were there to raise funds to keep the garden watered and nurtured. Leola guided us on the difference between dahlias and daisies. Leola is an acknowledged national expert on flowers and plants. They were there from all over Ireland. Declan Freeman and his wife Fiona were there from Enniscorthy. Declan's father Martin was the Garda Sergeant in Enniscorthy years ago. Declan is related to the founders of Pieta House, Joan Freeman, and Pat from Castleknock. Came Brian Keeley and his wife Martina, one of the late Nicky Furlong's favourite nieces. From Cluneven, Rosslare, came Marie Dunn, a teacher, and her husband Ronan, and Dave Kilfeather and Anne Marie, another teacher. Marie's grandfather was the famous T.D. Sinnott, County Wexford manager of 100 years ago. There were people there from Killaloe, County Clare. Max Kostick, a native of Moldova, living in Wexford for 7 years and loving it, offered us Earth Food Chocolate. Kia Hanley, from somewhere we do not know, demonstrated Amron jewellery to a group of women. Rosslare legends Tommy Byrne and Paul Boggan of the iconic Boggan Londis supermarket were on admissions at one gate, and Angela Mulcahy and Alice Byrne were on admissions at the gate beside the beautiful flower-laden Access for All garden. When they saw Pat Flash O'Connor, the famous press photographer, they ushered him in. We met Valerie Boggan and her three siblings, Emer Pollard, Katrina Devereaux, and Shane Malloy, sampling cheese and wine at a stand, side by side with the yellow ambulance from the National Ambulance Service, was a white and red ambulance from the Altar of Malta, with volunteers Anthony Gaynor and his wife Sue on standby in case of an accident. There was an art exhibition of beautiful paintings from the fourth room with proceeds to Cosh Barry Community House. Maria Gore, manager, and Val Boggan, chairperson, and women from the Women's Shed had created bunting that brought colour and the sense of fun to the whole event. They had been up at all hours during the week and at 7 in the morning getting the place ready. Willie Ennis from Rosslare was MC for the Summerfest. You could hear him on the public address. He introduced acts on the Roach Juggernaut platform, from the beautiful music of Anne Crowe Fortune on guitar to the famous Furlong Brothers of Tamun, Thomas and Daniel. We could have listened all day and all night. The fears of Maria Gore and Valerie Boggan evaporated when their gamble paid off. They expressed delight at the crowds and the number of stands and the weather, which they and many other Rosslarians had prayed for all week. Ah yes, Rosslare is back. Summerfest Rosslare is already a must for hundreds of families from Dublin and Wexford and everywhere else. For the next time.
Well, by all accounts, a great day was had by everybody. Congratulations to all. Keep on listening to TRP.